Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Behind us are 25 gymnasts, starting with a one-year-old all the way to
a 25-year-old. They will compete in a series of elimination challenges, and the last one standing wins a huge prize.
This will be one of the most brutal challenges we've ever had on this channel.
I don't know if I can hold it much longer.
My arms are tingling.
And we will find out who's the best gymnast out of 25 competitors. Let the competition begin! Dude, that was my thing.
Sorry.
All right, all gymnasts on the balance beam. Everybody balance on one leg. First 10 gymnasts to fall off the beam are eliminated. And immediately they started helping each other. You can hold on to each other. Teamwork is great. Help each other. Oh, okay.
Number one fell.
It looks like she's ready to leave and she's gone now. But the challenge is far from over. We have one down, 9 to go. Looks like number two's having a hard time. Mom's giving a little help there. Oh, just she wants to be done. Okay. Looks like number three. Oh.
One, two, and three are already eliminated.
Everybody's got their legs up. Okay. And we still have to eliminate 7 gymnasts to move to the next challenge.
I think 12 looks really locked in.
It looks like there's some teamwork going on here.
We're helping each other, but honestly, I think it's because if one of us falls down, this is going to be really embarrassing for us.
How are you feeling? How's the leg?
Pretty confident. I think I got this.
Hold it. 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody put your leg down. How are you doing?
Good.
You think you're going to win this thing?
Yeah.
Who do you think is your biggest competition?
My sister.
Good luck. I'm rooting for you, Four.
I think she was, like, wobbling a lot earlier. I don't know if she's going to stay on the beam, but I hope she does.
The next challenge, jump up and land back on the beam. No holding hands. 1, 2, 3. Oh.
No.
Okay, 1 went down. 2 went down.
6 and 7 just fell on jumping.
Great effort. So sorry. You guys are awesome. Let's give it up for 6 and 7.
Yeah!
If you're asking why there's so many kids in this competition, it's because Salish planned it in a way where anyone can win. But here's the catch.
I set up all of the challenges for the day, and they're just going to get harder and harder.
On the other hand, the gymnasts will have multiple opportunities to increase the prize money. You have to elect one person to speak for all of you. Go!
Low-key, they're going to pick like 12.
Me?
I'm okay.
21, opposite, you know?
Me?
Hey, 21.
The person they pick is going to have to make a really hard decision.
20. Yeah. 20? I can do it.
All right, let me hear the number of the gymnast who's going to represent everybody.
20.
Oh, 20.
This is $200. I can give it to you right now, and you can choose to eliminate 2 of your teammates, or you get no money, and I will double the prize.
No money, double the prize.
Whoa! Right away! Way to teamwork! You didn't have to think about that?
I'd feel so bad voting someone out. I'd rather walk away with nothing than people hate me.
She's so nice! All right, let's pour out the money. I've never held that much money or seen that much money.
Number 20 was a great teammate, but let's find out if everybody else is. Okay, apparently my trick is not working, but I know exactly who to tempt right now. Do you want to keep it? Because you'd have to eliminate 2 people.
No.
Oh!
She's so sweet!
I'm kind of putting my money on number 4. Way to go. All right, I've just added another $100 to eliminate 2 of your teammates.
Oh, number 12 looks like she's thinking.
You'll still get to compete, anybody.
Oh, he's gonna ask 12.
For $300, number 12.
I'll take the $300.
Do you want to eliminate 2 of your competitors, get yourself a better chance of winning?
Make it 1,000 and we can talk.
Oh. My name's Avery, I'm 12 years old. My birthday's actually today and I'm so excited. A lot of people say that I'm the biggest like threat of the group and I was like, why me?
Money doesn't work with these girls, so let's try the next challenge. You have 30 seconds to switch places with a person next to you without falling or touching the ground, starting right now. Go!
All right, well, me and my friend, she lies down on the beam, and then I walk across her, and then we switch places, so they should do that.
Some of them are doing exactly what Salish said, but some of them are trying a little different technique.
Whoa! Oh, over here, this is looking bad! Oh, wait, these two! This is not gonna go well! Oh, they're both gonna go over! No!
Oh, number five fell.
Oh, five! Everybody give it up for number five!
Yeah!
Sorry about that, five. Four is still in the mix. She might end up winning it all. You think you're gonna get past this round?
Yeah.
So do I. Next challenge, you have to hold a tuck support for 10 seconds. Starting right now, go! If anybody falls, they're eliminated.
When everybody is in position, I'm going to start the timer.
Keep your legs high. When I say go, you go. One, two, three, go!
Oh, you can do it. You got it. You can do it. Get your legs up.
And it's clearly super hard to keep yourself in this position. Even if you are very strong, you still have to deal with the entire beam shaking like crazy. 15 is done. Oh, get your legs up. Just push yourself up. Just put your... And time. Oh, I'm so sorry you got eliminated. But you did such a great job. We're going to have something nice for you, okay? Do you want me to help you down? Whoa, okay, just gonna go down. Okay, thank you so much.
We need to eliminate one more gymnast so we can go to the next round. And I know exactly how to do it.
Time for this, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's right, a mystery box.
Whoever volunteers to be eliminated will get whatever is in that mystery box.
What if it's a dog? I volunteer, I want a dog.
What do you think's in there?
I hope money, but it could be just be a box.
It could be a box.
Yeah, there could be nothing in it.
Okay, well, I kinda want it.
No.
Only one person is gonna win. The rest of you are gonna leave with nothing. Okay, so you're 8 years old. Yep. Do you feel confident that you can beat these older girls in a full competition?
I don't know.
Are you tempted to see what's in the box?
No.
Okay, you're debating it?
Yeah, because I don't think I'm gonna win.
You don't think you're gonna win?
No.
Why not?
Oh, I believe in 25. Bro.
I don't usually win things. Oh. I'm not very lucky.
Well, you could win something in that box, but I can't promise if it's any good. Could be $100,000 in there.
I'll do it.
You'll do it?
Yeah.
She did it.
She took it.
Go open your box, and then we're moving on to the next challenge.
Oh, cool. AirPods.
So not awful, but not incredible. Let's move on to the next round. Way to go.
The next round is a partner challenge. So you each have 1 minute to find a partner. Go!
I wasn't lying when I said we only brought the best gymnast to compete. Sophie's got a golden buzzer and was a finalist on America's Got Talent. And Anna is an insane contortionist and great gymnast. So as I said, the competition will be super tough.
I feel like you're gonna be really good. We'll be great. We got it.
I think we'd be good together.
Yeah,
so we're around the same height.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
There's an odd number of people, so one person isn't gonna have a partner.
Everybody with a partner, go separate into your partners.
Now you're my partner?
I can't do gymnastics, so I'm gonna give you an option here. This is $500. You can take the $500 and go eliminate one of them and be the other one's partner, or I will put it into the prize and you can go pick somebody who's already been eliminated to be your partner.
I would take the money and eliminate someone because they left me out.
Look at everybody. All of these people, remember, none of them was willing to be your teammate. That's all yours if you choose to eliminate somebody. Would you like to keep this $500 or add another $500 to the prize? Which would you like to do?
I'm going to... put this into the prize money.
Oh! Yeah, $20!
No! This is a competition. They should be trying to win. That makes no sense.
So it's time to bring someone back to the game, and this is the way she decides to choose her partner.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by its tail. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Let's see if it pays off in the end.
Thank you! Yeah.
She picked 15.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. We're definitely going to win this now.
We'll see, because
the next round is going to be a wheelbarrow race with the added challenge of an obstacle course.
This isn't just a normal wheelbarrow race, because the end
means they have to roll past the finish line, which makes it even harder.
The last four teams will be eliminated. Salish, who do you think's gonna win?
I think 11 and 12.
I'm going for 22 and 23 just because I've seen them in action. I know how fast they go. All right, guys, come on.
Team Jordan.
Team Jordan.
Team Jordan.
Yeah.
Team Jordan. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Team Salish.
Hold on, what? What was that?
Huh?
They actually say something?
Team Jordan!
Let's go!
Team Salish.
The first four teams move on to the next round. The last four teams are eliminated. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. One, two, three, go!
Go, go, go! 11, 20!
Whoa! 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 Hold on, hold on. That was literally so close. We're replaying to see who got eliminated. That was close.
Oh yeah, it was them.
Okay.
I saw everybody at the finish line. So
we were last.
At least we did it, yeah. Good job.
I don't know, I think that fall in the middle put us a few seconds behind. But
sorry, guys.
We hope that
Anna and Sophie are gonna get eliminated, and also I hope they do because they're some of our biggest competition.
Yeah.
I think we definitely passed because we beat Sophie and Anna. Hopefully they get eliminated.
Yeah, because they're like way more flexible.
We hope they get eliminated, but not in like a forceful way, you know.
Yeah, they're nice. And after a really long time going through all the footage, we had to make sure we're not being unfair to any of the competitors. It was finally time to give the results and see which teams are saying goodbye to the competition. Yes. If Salish calls your numbers, step forward. You're moving on to the next round.
I'm sorry to whoever doesn't win. The first team, 8 and 13.
Okay, 8 and 13. Here we go.
We're 11 and 12.
11 and 12. Okay.
20 and 21.
20 and 21. Oh, okay. Now, everybody else, I'm so sorry. Only one more team made it, and it was so close. Oh, my gosh. Replay. It was just by a toe that this team made it. For the final slot, call the numbers, please, Salish.
22 and 23.
Oh, 22 and 23. By this much. Yo, I'm moving on to the next round. Move over that way. Wait. Those of you that were eliminated, wait. You guys go there. Do you think they made the wrong choice?
No, it's okay.
Be honest. Be honest. Between us, do you think you should have taken that $500?
Maybe.
How are you doing?
I'm a little, like, sad. She fell, but I was holding her weakly. It was kind of my fault.
Well, that's amazing to take responsibility, but it's nobody's fault. You guys gave it your best. How are you doing?
I'm pretty upset, honestly. Yeah. But we tried our best.
Well, guess what? You might have a chance to move on because I have another challenge for you. Come on into the center. All of you, come to the center. Can you do this thing? Because this is awkward.
Oh, no. This is way too sad. I'm going to go watch over there. Bye. Good luck. Have fun.
This whole video is inspired by our Mr. Beast video, so I kind of have to do this. Okay. Again, I'm sorry. Half of you are going to get to go back into the game and play. You each have 5 minutes to pick one of the two of you to eliminate.
Oh my gosh.
This is such a Mr. Beast move.
You can figure out however you want, but in 5 minutes, one of you from each team is eliminated. And I'm so sorry that I just did this to you. I'm gonna leave now before you throw like tomatoes at me. Bye.
I feel so bad, guys.
This is really hard, but they get to decide how to eliminate one person from each pair.
Handstand, like against the wall?
Okay.
Good luck.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoe.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoe.
Oh, 10.
I'm sorry, Emma.
Good job.
My head is filling up. I don't know if I can hold it much longer.
If they can't decide within these 5 minutes, then they're both gonna get eliminated.
I was not expecting this.
I feel like you would progress a lot more than I would.
You like wanna eliminate yourself.
What?
You're positive. Positive. Oh my gosh. Back handsprings for 30 seconds and see who can do the most.
Deal?
Deal.
Even though 24 rescued 15 earlier, this time they're letting skill decide who will advance and who will be eliminated.
Go.
My arms are shaking.
My arms are tingling.
15. Time. Oh.
18 and
15. Good job.
I hope you win.
This is it.
Oh, I'm giving up. My arm is taking too much. Good job. Better win.
Now that we have four gymnasts back, let's see how long they last in the next challenge.
Mr. Beast has done a ton of videos like this, so we were inspired by him, but wanted to do it with gymnastics. And shout out to Anna and Rebecca because they've done awesome videos like this and you should totally check them out. The challenges are gonna keep on getting harder and harder.
We've separated you into three groups of four.
First, you guys each have to pick a team captain.
I don't know what this means, so I really hope I don't let you guys down.
She's the team captain. The youngest is the team captain.
Yes.
She's the best tumbler.
They made a calculation because we cleared the floor that it's a tumbling pass. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully I don't eliminate someone.
If you have to eliminate anyone, you can eliminate me.
Okay, who do we think can carry the team?
Are you sure?
I honestly think
you
could do it.
You have to do
it,
yeah, okay?
Okay.
And if you win, then you get to give me half.
How about no?
They think we're going for a skill competition, but it's time to throw them another curveball. Each team captain, you have 1 minute to eliminate a team member.
What? Can we eliminate ourselves?
No, you cannot eliminate yourselves.
This is brutal. I just got back in.
If I was team captain, then I would eliminate the toughest competition in my team.
We're doing a handstand competition.
Go! Come on, you got this!
It's number 12's birthday today. I would feel so bad if she gets eliminated.
Anna's group decided to do a handstand contest to determine who's eliminated. The other groups chose to just make the hard decision. It's up to these captains now.
It looks like 24 might be going down.
I feel so bad for her. She for sure thinks that she should have just taken the 500.
We both go to the same gym, and it would be like super weird if I eliminated her and I would have to see her the next day. Corn, come up.
I'm in.
Oh, 19, I am so sorry.
You guys win it for me.
I'm so sorry, this is hard. But this is what Mr. Beast would do, right? But Salish made me do it.
No, I didn't.
She didn't make me do it, but I'm sorry.
I'm saying to you, I'm sorry.
I did tell her that she can eliminate me.
Good luck, bro.
I volunteer's tribute.
I kind of have my money on her to win the whole thing.
One of them deserves it.
It's not just the skill challenges that will be harder from now on.
There's going to be a lot more hard decisions to make.
Okay, that was brutal. I'm sorry that you had to eliminate. I'm in the middle of like trying to have an emotional moment. You want some of this? I quit. Okay, I get it. You win. This is gonna be a standing back tuck endurance test. Whichever captain gets tired first and quits, that team is eliminated. All three of you. Each captain will win or lose it for their teammates. That's a lot of pressure.
Oh my gosh.
I'll try my best for you guys.
I would much rather be the captain in this situation because I feel like I can tumble. It might not be good, but I can tumble.
One of nine of you is going to win a ton of money. No pressure. But if you lose, all of you lose.
You can do it, Tad.
They picked you because you're the best tumbler. You feeling okay about this?
My money is on number 8. She's a really good tumbler.
Trust your skills. You can do it.
If you don't do your back tuck, when you hear your number, you're automatically eliminated. Your team loses. 8. 10. 22. 8. 10. 22. Yeah, everybody.
I'm so proud of them. They're doing really good.
8. This is exciting. 10!
Hey! She almost fell on that one, but she saved it.
2! Yes! 8! 10!
Come on, let's go!
Oh! 22! Yes! 8! 10! Good work. That was an incredible competition, 10. You worked so hard. You're so talented. I hate to say this, but this team is eliminated. Stick with gymnastics. You guys are all incredible. Let's give it a big up. That was extremely stressful for her, but she did a great job. And now it's down to 6.
The next challenge is really hard. So if you want to eliminate yourself, you can have $200.
I don't want to get $200 because I think I'm going to win.
Thousands versus a hundred. I think I'll go with thousands.
I know exactly who should get this $200, so I'm going to eliminate myself.
Wait, really? Wait, who are you giving it to? What?
I think you should get this because you did so good in this competition. I'm so impressed. I can't believe you're only 10 years old.
Good job.
She was not expecting that. What a sweet surprise.
That's awesome.
The next challenge is going to be super difficult, so I'm going to give you a chance to take a pass on that round. In order to take your pass, you're going to have to win a flexibility challenge against our guest star, Eliana Walmsley. Good luck with that. Everyone is going to have to do a needle like this. Ow, whoa.
I don't know if you're the right demonstrator for this.
Okay, she's right. Let's see what it's supposed to look like. Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, wow. Guys, I used to have a good needle, but I don't have that anymore.
If you can get your leg up that high, you skip this round. Okay. That looks like me. Oh, that's better than me. Okay. Get it up there, straight up.
Just grab.
Got it.
Come on, one more.
Oh.
Number 12 didn't go too well.
This might have a chance. That was so close.
8 might have a really good chance because when you're small, it helps you a lot with flexibility.
Here we go. Get up there. Oh, no!
But I guess not in her case.
Nobody can beat Eliana, so everybody has to do the next round. Here we go.
All right, so Carson used himself standing last night.
I did.
It's a little splotchy, right? So should I try that so I don't look like a ghost? Because you used to look like a ghost, and now you just look boring. Oh my gosh, Carson, that's so bad. I think I would rather be a ghost than be that splotchy. Bye, Carson. Thank you.
What is gymnastics about more than anything else?
Sticking.
It's not about sticking. It's about teamwork. It's about your teammates sticking it.
No, it's about winning, I think.
Well, this challenge is about teamwork, so could you just chill?
Yeah.
I'm going to give all of you a chance to prove what a great...
I just want to figure out who's going to win.
I'm trying to talk over here, Salish.
Okay, well, I'm also trying to talk.
You want to just give it a minute so I can give them their challenge?
You want to give it a minute?
No, this is my channel.
Is it?
It's got my name.
No.
You know what? No, I don't want to go through this again.
Oh, my gosh.
Right now, the prize is... $2,500. It's a lot of money. If one of you chooses to eliminate yourself right now, I will double the prize to $5,000 for the other four that are remaining.
$5,000 is a lot of money.
I want this jackpot. I just turned 21 and I have a dream career that I want to build so bad.
I'm going to college next year and this money would just really help me to pay for college.
I love gymnastics. I could do it like every single day.
She's level 5. She works hard. It's expensive. I'm a blue collar worker. I'm an electrician. I have to work double. I have to work overtime.
Because she loves this sport so much.
She just got to sacrifice.
You could be a great teammate and give the rest of them a chance to make $5,000, or you can stay in it yourself. What do you want to do?
I want to give them it, but I feel like I want to stay in.
Who do you think is your toughest competitor?
Number 12.
Number 12?
Guys, I think number 8 could win.
I think I should stay in.
You think you have a shot too, right?
Yeah.
Well, I already know what number 12 is going to say.
I'm staying in.
You're staying in.
Even though I would like to be a good teammate, I think I could really win it.
I thought she might eliminate herself.
I want this so bad. When I'm thinking about these girls, I want them to stay in gymnastics and have a long career in it. So I think I'm going to give it up.
No.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
Oh my gosh.
They're so talented. I have to.
You're leaving with nothing, you know.
I know.
Give it up. That is incredible.
Thank you. You guys deserve it.
Wow. I liked her.
Well, that was a shocker.
The more that I heard the parents talking, I've realized how expensive gymnastics is, and I've been in their shoes. I want these kids to have a long career in gymnastics, so it just made sense to give it to them.
I don't know if I would have done that if I was you, but you're so nice, and good job. You did
Thank
really well.
You.
Next round is a game of back tuck, stick it off the beam. You can touch the line, but your feet can't cross it. Whoever has the least points at the end of 3 rounds is eliminated. All right, let's give it up, let's give it up. Stuck it! 1 point!
Yay!
Okay. You're also gonna go for one.
Okay. You got it.
Yay! Yes! 1 point, okay. So far it's tied. Number 12, here we go. Oh, she's going for 2. For 2 points to take the lead if you stick it.
You got it.
Yes! Yay! She came in! Her heel was right on the edge but didn't go over. Wow! She takes the lead with 2.
12 is in the lead by 1 point.
17, you want to take the lead with a 3?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play it safe and I'm going to go with 2.
I believe in you. For the tie.
so close.
That's okay. We have a very tight competition, round two. What is motivating you to stay in this competition?
I just want to win the money for my family.
Aww.
Maybe she's gonna win this whole thing. Who knows? Here we go. Number eight. She's stuck in the road! Number eight is in the lead with 3 points.
I want to help out my family and I want to save some up.
Salish, what would motivate you?
No, I would probably want to buy a lot of things. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just
kidding. Oh! No!
Oh, she had it.
I want to save up to go to Japan.
$5,000. One of these four girls is going to get it all. You can take the lead if you stick this.
You got it.
Did it! Oh, she's in the lead! Number 12 is in the lead! Okay.
I'm gonna go for three.
She's gonna go for three! Are you kidding?
You got it.
No way! Over! Oh, you stuck it to the way over! Oh, no!
This is disgusting shoe. Let's test how durable these are. Ready? Oh, sorry.
Now, what needs to happen? Action. Ow.
Something happened. Ow!
What do you want to do?
Two again.
She only needed one, and she would have been guaranteed to go to the next round. She's going for two to win it, I guess. You are officially moving on to the next round. Congratulations, yeah!
3 weeks ago, I was having a competition and I was on floor and then I forgot to salute and then the judges started laughing at me. But then I saluted.
You have 1 point. You need to stick this to get three.
You got it, you got it.
Oh! Oh! This is gonna come down to the last one. Number 12 doesn't even need it, so she's going for three. That box is super small, but she's going for 3 points to try to pull ahead. What? Oh my gosh, okay.
8 and 12 moved on, and they did really well.
If you don't stick this, 11 is moving on. If you do stick it, 11, you're eliminated. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
You're nervous. Okay, I'm nervous too for both of you. You could tie with a one, and then it would be a sudden draw.
I'm gonna go for the two.
Yeah, let's go for the two. Go ahead. Don't let me distract you. Are you good?
Not anymore.
Breathe through it.
Where'd the shoe go?
Say, that's distracting.
And you're not distracted?
This is for $5,000, Salish. Don't throw anything at me. Don't whistle. Okay, here. Everybody calm. Take your time. Eliminated. I'm so sorry.
You guys are gonna be so good. That means we have three gymnasts left. Only one of them is getting $5,000.
Next round, front tuck ring dive challenge.
Oh, that's hard.
We are eliminating one person. Here we go. Say, seriously?
What?
You can't turn your ringer off?
No.
We're down to the final three.
I don't get any important calls. I mean, I know you don't get very many because, I mean, you don't have very many friends.
Because I...
But unlike you, I need to make sure I get my calls. Yeah.
Moving on.
If the hula hoop was right here, you won't have enough height to flip out of it.
All right, why don't we test with you first, Scott?
What? It's too high. See?
There we go.
You've done so well so far, and it's your birthday, so you got this.
Slay.
Let's go, Avery.
Okay, I'm gonna eat this up.
Down to the final three. Here we go. My arm's kind of burning over here.
Womp womp.
Did she womp womp me? I hate womp womp.
Uh-huh.
Oh!
I hope someone else fails so I can go again.
We're so proud of you, kid. Think you can do this?
Of course I'm going to cry. We're always proud of you, no matter what. Just go out and have fun.
Hey, Dad, where was my motivational speech before I went? Oh, you got the Salish? No, you were like, you know what? Let's make Salish the tester.
Moving on. For a chance for the finals. Number eight, be able to solidify her place in the finals.
You got this, baby. Do what you always do. Be positive.
You came here to have fun. Okay, that's it.
Remember to have fun.
Be the little beast that you always are. Love you.
We're cooked.
You can tap the hoop, but if you knock it out of my hand, it doesn't count.
Let's go, number 8.
Oh! Way to go! She's moving to the finals!
Okay, number 8, I see you.
Number 8 barely tapped the hoop, but it didn't get knocked out of my hand, so she's moving on to the finals.
11 and 12 both failed the ring dive, so they'll compete to determine who gets to move on to the final round against number 8.
Sudden death to figure out who goes to the championship round, 11 versus 12. Rope climb, first one to touch the wood wins. 1, 2, 3, go! Oh, this is so, oh my God, this is so close! This is so close! Wow, that was insanely strong. Yeah. Great, great effort. You're going to be a star. You already are. Way to go. Final challenge. Are you ready? We are playing a game of stick it on the dot. Use the bar for a dismount. Land on the mat. The person closest to the dot wins $5,000. You each get one chance. Are you ready? Good luck. I've been rooting for you the whole time. I've been rooting for you too. Happy birthday. Okay, for $5,000, you each get one chance. Are you ready? Okay, now before you start, I have one final offer for you. You can choose to split the prize money right now, $2,500 each, and not do this challenge. Which would you like to do? Do you want to split it, or do you each want to try to win?
This is an impossible choice. $2,500 for sure, or risk it all for a chance to win $5,000. They have to choose together what they want to do.
I think we're just gonna go shoot for the $5,000.
You're going for it? You don't want to split it? Okay, okay, okay.
Now is the time we've all been waiting for. After an entire day going through highs and lows, 8 and 12 have proven over and over that they deserve their places here.
Only one of them is gonna win this $5,000. The other one is going home with nothing. Between 8 and 12, who do you think is gonna win? They're both excellent.
I don't know, they're both really good.
8 is getting ready. This is the moment of truth.
Oh boy. Good form?
Yeah.
Or she's getting high. Number 8 spot right there. This is the distance. So if number 12 gets closer than this, she wins $5,000. If she gets further away, number 8 wins $5,000. Way to go. That was cool. Birthday girl, final challenge of the day.
8 did a single backflip, but 12 is actually more comfortable doing a double back dismount.
Wow. Give it up for number 8. You are so talented. I'm so sorry that you didn't win, but you absolutely destroyed this day. So congratulations. Yeah!
That was such a good competition. Congratulations. Here's your
$5,000.
$5,000.
Wait,
wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait. Oh, wait. What?
Number 8, come over here.
8.
Wait, what?
What? You're splitting this with me.
What? No way, actually.
I'm in.
Are you kidding?
Wow, I did not see that coming. What a beautiful end to a very exciting day.